The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning. Alrighty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, right here from the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And, of course, on YouTube at the South Point Studios Streaming Network. So you can see and hear us on the Race Day show. We welcome you to this Sunday morning show right smack dab in the middle of this month of July, July 14th today. And, of course, all of the folks running around town early this morning can listen to us on our anchor radio station here, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, and of course, all of the other streaming that we have on our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global, iPhone, Android, got that covered too. The KSHP app, of course, will get you the listening on the radio station, and the YouTube app, of course, will get you watching and listening on that app as well, on your iPhone or Android, and anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So we welcome you to the show on this Sunday morning. It is finally getting a little cool here. 85 degrees right now outside. Just 85. I know that sounds screwy, but that's just 85 out. We do have a little overcast. We had a little monsoon action went through yesterday late evening. We're only going to get up to 106 today. Now, I know that means that, we're not under an excessive heat warning, but you still got to stay hydrated, okay? 106 going to top out today. And it looks like we're going to get below 110 for the foreseeable future coming up to next week. And you know what happens next week? We're about 6 days away now from the opening of Del Mar. Del Mar will open on Saturday. And, of course, Saratoga continues. We're into our final abbreviated first week of Saratoga today. And soon we'll be doing a breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the books with racing from the beach to the spa. So that's all good news as well. As far as the weather is concerned around the country, it looks pretty good and clear right now, but some damage has already been done by the weatherman because Woodbine Racecourse will not be racing today. They have canceled their races today at Woodbine. They say because of weather conditions or the weather, whatever it may be, they're canceled today at Woodbine. And so we will keep that in mind, that's for sure. As far as the weather is concerned, look, 90 degrees in Miami, 90 degrees in New York. I know that's still a little bit hot for New York, but nevertheless, 90 degrees there. LA's got 83. Phoenix will top out at 109, and that's usually the hottest spot in the country, as it is today as well. So maybe the excessive heat is starting to break up a little, and that's all good news as well. All right, we're looking at next week. Looking ahead to next week on the upcoming stakes schedule, we've got a great weekend coming up next weekend because we start the racing at Del Mar on Saturday. Of course, you've got racing at Saratoga continuing, but there's going to be a big day of racing next Saturday at Monmouth Park. It is Haskell Day, and the Grade 1 Haskell for $1 million will be part of a multitude of stakes races at Monmouth Park that include the Molly Pitcher, the Monmouth Cup, and the United Nations, all graded stakes races, along with the Matchmaker and the Wolf Hill as well. So we're going to get some great racing there. And looking ahead, because the Haskell Stakes will be drawn on Wednesday, they'll draw it right after our show is over on Wednesday. But horses, the three-year-olds that are pointing towards the Haskell right now include Doorknock, Mindframe, Fierceness is being pointed towards that. We'll wait and see if he goes. Tuscan Sky, Sky, Honor Marie, and Timber Lake. As we said before, a couple of days ago, we gave you the news that Mystic Dan will not be racing in there or the Travers. He is back training at Keeneland. We'll wait and see about that. And don't forget that Saratoga, we'll also have the coaching club American Oaks that will feature Torpedo Anna. Torpedo Anna will be going in that one as well. So we got a lot of great racing coming up on the weekend, next weekend. And, of course, Del Mar will host a couple of stakes races on Saturday. They include the Oceanside and the San Clemente. The Oceanside is always the traditional opening day feature at Del Mar. Del Mar's Del Mar Derby Series consists of three stakes races, but they're all on the turf. The Del Mar Derby Series is on the turf, and the Oceanside is the first of that three-race series leading up to, of course, the final, the Del Mar Derby. So we'll have a lot to say about that. Handicappers on the show today include Jonathan Hardoon, Rich Hang, John Lindo, and Jerry J. And, of course, as I said, we're looking forward to the big racing next week as well. But what has happened this week? Well, what happened yesterday at Saratoga? Another fantastic day of racing at Saratoga. Chad Brown started out by winning the first stakes race of the day with Carl Spackler, with Tyler Gaffleone aboard. Big favorite in the Kelso, paid $3.50. There were only three horses in the race. Talk of the Nation finished second. Four horses were in the race. Talk of the Nation finished second. Northern Invader was third. Carl Spackler, an easy winner in the Kelso, which happened to be the second race on the card yesterday at Saratoga. Todd Pletcher and Ired Ortiz Jr. checked in with the fourth race winner, Illuminaire, which was a solid, good-looking winner in that race, paying $4.10. John Lindo gave us a winner in the fifth race. Number three, Rebel Red, with Jose Ortiz for Sherry DeVoe, won that fifth race, paid $6.70, bet down from 5-1 on the morning line. So we'll chalk one up for John Lindo on the show yesterday. And then we had, of course, Dallas Stewart coming with a winner, Tough Catch, with Luis Saez, who went wire-to-wire in a race for two-year-old maidens. This was a first-time starter by Dallas Stewart, and this horse goes gate-to-wire, just absolutely bottomed out the field from the get-go. Tough Catch, Luis Saez, wire-to-wire, Dallas Stewart's first-time starter, and paid $15 in doing so. Bill Mott and Junior Alvarado teamed up with the eighth race winner that started out the late pick five. They paid $21.60. Sherry DeVoe got her second win of the day when Jose Lascano piloted Talkin' Candy to win the cavalry charge of the ninth race on the Mellon Turf Course, paying $13.60. And then came the Diana. The Diana stakes, the $500,000 grade one at a mile and one-eighth on the inner turf course for fillies and mares. Three-year-olds, four-year-olds and up. In the 10 filly field, half of them were trained by Chad Brown. And he won the race with the same mare that he won the race with last year. White Beam slowed down the pace under an artful ride by Flavian Pratt and went wire to wire in a repeat win of the Diana, paying $11.60. It was a great ride by Flavian Pratt there. They all sat behind him. He got to the half, I believe, in 49 and change, and from that point forward, it was over. White Beam wins it. Charging second was Moria, and finishing third in the race was Gina Romantica. So Chad Brown finishes first and third in the Diana yesterday, giving Chad Brown his ninth Diana Stakes win in the last 10 years. Wow. The Sanford was for two-year-olds, six furlongs. That was the 11th race on the card, and Mo Plex took care of the business and won that race. Ired Ortiz Jr.'s second win for Jeremiah Englehart, paying $5.70 as one of the favorites in that one. Studley Do Right was second, and Three Echoes finished third. And in the last race, Mike Maker got a win, with Rhythmic Nick paying $6.60. Ready for the pick six payoff? Another monster pick six payoff. Pick six prices, $15 even, $21.60, $13.60, $11.60, $5.70, and $6.60. Pick six came back and paid $227,721 for a couple of lucky ticket holders there at Saratoga yesterday. Looked like the races were pretty fair yesterday at Saratoga. Gulfstream Park had a couple of stakes races, and our handicappers, Rich Eng and Jonathan Ardoon, gave us selections in both of those stakes races yesterday at Gulfstream Park. And they both won. I'm sorry. There was only one stakes race. But they did have two picks at Gulfstream, and they both won. Richie's horse looked like a stakes race because this horse he gave us, Barry the Builder, was 8-1 on the morning line. 8-1. He wins. Pays 580. Bet down to 8-5, 9-5 in the end, in the sixth race there at Gulfstream. So Rich Eng gets the win. Look for a price, but it wasn't to be. But the horse got the win, 580. Barry the Builder kind of looked like a stakes race to me. But the only stakes race on the card was the Azalea, where Jonathan Ardoon did give us a winner, and he hauled in a win with Hall and Ice for Ismael Jaramillo, and Safi Joseph Jr. paid $8.60, winning that stakes race, outrunning Musia and Candy Gray, who finished third in the race. So Jonathan and Rich gave us two winners yesterday, one each at Gulfstream Park, and John Lendo gave us a winner at Saratoga. So the handicappers got off the schneid from earlier in the week. Colonial Downs had a big day of racing. The Boston Stakes won by Filomeno with Victor Carrasco for Arnaud de la Cour, paying 420 as the favorite, outrunning Crystal Quest and Wine Collector. In the Beverly D preview, the winner there was Nadette with Hector Barrios riding for Neil Drysdale. Barrios and Drysdale at Colonial Downs with Nadette. Big winner there and the big favorite, paying $3 even, outrunning Kennedy and Blissful, who finished third. And in the Million preview, well, it was only a six-horse field to begin with, and then they scratched three horses, making it a three-horse field. The winner in the Million preview was Integration for Kendrick Carmouche and Shug McGahee. $2.10, the filthy favorite there, outrunning 911 Turbo, and Happy's as Happy Does in that race at Colonial Downs yesterday. And that's some of what happened yesterday. Wait, we got one more. I got Woodbine here. Woodbine, of course, as we said, canceled today, but they had two stakes races yesterday. Winner of those stakes races, the My Dear Stakes won by Bullet for Patrick Husbands. It was Mark Cassie's second win of the day, paying $3.10, outrunning Supergirl and Carlisle Bay. And in the Belayed Stakes, the winner there was Pleasure's Gold with Rafael Hernandez for Tino Attard, paying $10.90, outrunning Talk to You Later and Latana Lady. And Hernandez wrapped up the card with the 10th race winner, giving him four wins on the day for Rafael Hernandez at Woodbine. All right, well, you got what happened yesterday. We got to look ahead to today. We want to thank our handicappers for the winners, and we're looking for more today from our handicappers. So we will go to our first break on this Sunday Race Day show, and we will be right back.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world. Our gaming amenities include over 60 table games and over 2,600 of the most popular slot and video poker machines. We have penny slots, including the popular Buffalo games, and real machines like Wheel of Fortune, Triple Sevens, and Megabucks. If you prefer video poker, try Deuces Wild, Double Double Bonus, or a variety of multi-denomination games. Or try your hand at one of the most popular casino table games in the world, Blackjack. Don't let the game intimidate you. Blackjack, also known as 21, is both easy and fun, and our dealers are always happy to assist. And the best part? Blackjack always pays 3-2. Next, check out the roulette tables. Roulette is one of the easiest casino games to learn, and so much fun to play. It's a favorite of both beginners and seasoned players. In addition to blackjack and roulette, our casino pit features over 60 popular table games like Baccarat, Pai Gow Poker, Three Card Poker, Ultimate Texas Hold'em, and Mississippi Stud. So get out of your room and come join in the fun.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. I want to congratulate trainer Mac Robertson and apprentice jockey Serafin Caramona for winning several races at Canterbury Park yesterday. Each of them won five races on the Canterbury card yesterday at Canterbury Park. So congratulations to them. All right, let's get started with the racing menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers and racetracks around the country. As you know, we remind you these first post times are Pacific because that's where we're at in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll in on our race book right behind us here at the South Point. And we are in the Pacific time zone. If you're in another time zone anywhere along the way with all of those other platforms that we have, just adjust to the Pacific time zone so you won't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has a first post time of 9:25. We got three stakes races today at Laurel. The Jamelia Stakes is the fifth at six furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares, three-year-olds and up. Wide open event that is, with 12 entered before scratches. The $100,000 Prince George's County Stakes is the seventh at a mile and one-eighth on the turf with three-year-olds and up. A big favorite in that race, Highland Chief at 8-5, but you got a 6-5 shot. The 6-5 shot is Ain't That Beer Cold. That's the 6-5 favorite. Highland Chief is 8-5, and Forever Super is 9-5 on the morning line. Never quite see three favorites so closely together for that. That's the Prince George's County. And the Ben's Cat Stakes is the eighth race on the card, six furlongs on the turf, where a field of 12 are in there as well. And 2-1 there is when I Get to Heaven. And that is the stakes races today at Laurel. Nine races, three stakes races. First post time is at 9:25 at Laurel Park today, 9:25 at Laurel. Their pick six jackpot carryover, $2,340. Then we go to Ellis Park. Ellis Park has a super high five carryover there of $3,414 at Ellis Park. And their pick six jackpot carryover, $32,570. Nine races today at Ellis Park. First post time is at 9:50. Monmouth Park from the shores of New Jersey. 10 races. The feature race is the fifth race on the card. It's the $100,000 My Frenchman Stakes at 5.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-olds. A field of six before scratches. 5-2 favorite that is Apollo 10. First post time at Monmouth Park today with a pick six jackpot carryover that keeps climbing. It stands now today at $289,308. First post time Monmouth. 10 races, first post time, 9:50. Then we go to Gulfstream Park. Their Rainbow Pick 6 jackpot carryover is starting to build up now. It stands at $96,483 for today at Gulfstream Park. 10 races today, first post time is at 9:55 at Gulfstream. Woodbine Racecourse has been canceled, which means they'll have to reschedule the Victoria Stakes, which was their feature today. Woodbine canceled because of the weather. Saratoga. First post time at Saratoga today is 10:10, and our man, Jonathan Nardoon, tells us it's a beautiful day in Saratoga. 10 races. The feature race today is the Quick Call Stakes at 5.5 quick furlongs on the Mellon Turf Course for three-year-olds, a field of 11 before any scratches, and 7-5 favorite there is Barea with Mr. Corrales aboard. 6-5 is Works For Me with Flavian Pratt. They're main track onlys, though, so we'll wait and see about that. I think they'll be probably going. They'll be scratched. It stays on the turf. So after that, you'll have Star of Mystery, who will be the 4-5 favorite in this one with Flavian Pratt. Remember, Star of Mystery was scratched earlier in the week in the stakes races to go in today's quick call. Flavian Pratt aboard that favorite Star of Mystery in the quick call. 10 races today at Saratoga with a first post time of 10:10 at Saratoga. Canterbury Park, 9 races today, and first post time is 11:10 at Canterbury Park today. Following that comes Hawthorne Racecourse. Hawthorne Racecourse has 10 races. Their first post time is 12:10 at Hawthorne Racecourse today. Following that comes Emerald Downs. Emerald Downs has a first post time at 1:30. Their stakes race today is the Kent Stakes. That'll be the seventh on the card for three-year-old fillies going 6.5 furlongs. That at Emerald. Emerald Downs has a super high five carryover of $1,453 there and a pick six carryover of just $451. First post time, Emerald Downs, 1:30. Prairie Meadows, 11 races today. First four races are going to be quarter horses, and of course the last seven will be thoroughbreds. That makes up the 11 race card today at Prairie Meadows. And they got a pick five jackpot carryover. Pick five jackpot carryover, $82,213. And a first post time of at Prairie Meadows set at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Northern California Racing Fairs at Sacramento. Well, they found enough horses to run a day of racing today. They have eight races today. The first two will be quarter horses. And, of course, the last six will be thoroughbreds. They're running at Sacramento. Pick six jackpot carryover, $20,235. And a first post time of 5 p.m. And then we wrap it up in Southern California, Los Alamitos. Los Alamitos has eight races, one thoroughbred, three mixed breed, four quarter horse races, and they are seeding the pick six jackpot, not the jackpot, but they're seeding the pick six pool at 10 grand today. They put 10 grand in the pick six already there at Los Al this evening. Okay, that's the menu for today. Let's go to Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
Good. That that winner, that horse you gave us, that won at Gulfstream, won like a good thing. Oof.
And he beat a 2-5 shot. Yeah. Safi had three horses in the race and a terrific ride, but he was tons the best. I guess even I could have ridden him and she would have won yesterday. But and a nice 860, nothing wrong with that.
And it was a heady ride by the jockey, too. He didn't do anything elaborate. He just sat there and looped the field when he had to and pulled away when he had to. It was just a solid win there, that's for sure. And at Saratoga, all I can say is Flavian Pratt is starting to teach these guys that they better beware of him in every race, in every situation.
We put them on alert, Ralph, from the first day of the meet. We said no walkovers for the Ortiz brothers this year. They better pay attention. And I said it yesterday, Pratt's starting to ride, not first call, because Chad Brown doesn't really use one main jockey, but he's certainly getting a lot of live mounts that in years past would have gone to the Ortiz brothers and other guys. Some jockeys, some great jockeys, off to a slow start. Johnny V not having a good time. Louis Saez, I think, only has one win. And these are all-star riders. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how tough it is out here.
Yeah, it sure is. And we're getting horses that are winning from all sorts of places, too. It's just not, you know, come into Saratoga and try to beat the New York-based horses. These guys are coming in from everywhere. But in the Diana, Flavian Pratt could have had the fifth call for Chad Brown and still wind up riding one of his horses yesterday. But that was an artful ride. He went to the lead with White Beam, and he kind of just rationed out the speed, and everybody was checking behind him. And there were some horses that were loaded, and they were just waiting and waiting and waiting, and they just handed to him.
Well, after they went 49 and changed to the half, the race was basically over. And by the way, this is, talk about horses for courses. Last year, this horse won the exact same race in a short field for Chad Brown. I think had five of the six horses last year, and this was somewhat of a price. He did the exact same thing 1 year later, and they let him go off at 9-2 and ran very, very well.
I got to tell you, you know, this question has come up several times with the older set in racing, and I include myself in that, obviously. Where in the old days, you had jockeys like Eddie Delahousse and Chris McCarron and Angel Cordero and Lafitte Pinkai, et cetera. You go down the list, and you just knew that you were not going to get away with fractions like that in a big race like that, because they said they had a clock in their head.
Angel Cordero and Pat Day, if you go back years in New York, I mean, they went at it every single race. Cordero was busy riding three other horses in the race besides his own, and he was great. You know, none of this nonsense. The problem is they're just too friendly. You know, you got brothers in a race. You got guys that go out drinking after the races. It's better when there's, you know, when they don't like each other so much. Let's put it that way. It adds to the competition, and they bring it out onto the racetrack. Now you have guys that won't go after other guys. Not the same like it used to be, Ralph.
Well, I was going to then ask you, in fact, do these jockeys, these new riders, possess that talent of having a clock in their head?
Well, certainly some of them do. I mean, the great ones, you know, look at Pratt, look at Irod Ortiz when he makes the lead. There are some guys, you know, that they obviously, that's just a talent you're born with. I don't think you could learn it so much as it's just instinctiveness that you're really born with, and you make the right move, you know. And I don't know what to tell you, but it's not the same like it used to be in the jocks room. I don't think. You used to have guys going after each other. Remember the day that Calvin Burrell almost killed Javier Castellano on the way back to the jocks room?
Yeah.
You don't see that anymore.
He punched him out in front of the winner's circle. That was something, that's for sure. Well, we don't want to encourage violence, but we do want to encourage a little bit of, chip on the shoulder type of thing. That's for sure. And, you know, another thing, too, is when a jockey, these jockeys these days are riding for the top trainers. Like, for example, Chad Brown had 5 horses in the race. If you're riding another Chad Brown horse, do you really want to go up and drill both of his horses, the one you're riding and the one that you're pressing into the ground and have to come back and tell him about it?
You could try it, but you'll never ride for him again. You know, that's part of the game, and it's ridiculous. That's the problem with uncoupled entries, but they do what they do, and again, I don't have the answers. Obviously, it's not the same that it used to be.
But it certainly was, it was just a great race by that mare, and you do have to have a talented mare to win it anyhow, and she did, that's for sure. But it seems to be pretty fair on the turf course. Now, she went wire to wire because of the situation we were talking about slow fractions. But a lot of the races so far at Saratoga for the week that I've seen on the turf course, it's been hard to go wire to wire. These horses are coming from everywhere down the stretch.
Yeah, and it's a tricky turf course. You have the inner turf course and the outer turf course, where speed favors the inner turf course because the turns are obviously a lot sharper. But the main track, I think sprint races have really been kind of dominated by front runners. I think you need speed. You don't see horses coming from out of the clouds winning on the dirt sprinting. Route races is more fair, I think, as far as track bias is concerned. There isn't any. But sprinting, I think you give a slight edge. If you have a speed horse, that's what you want.
Jonathan, at Saratoga as well as Del Mar, we're always looking for the big maiden races for two-year-olds with the precocious and talented two-year-olds that are coming in, the big price ones for the high-end trainers. We had 2 races yesterday for two-year-olds. The first race, two-year-old maiden filly, won Dare to Breeze, and for Tyler Gaffleone, paid $3.10, was the favorite there for Mark Cassie. And, of course, that winner in the seventh race, a maiden race for two-year-olds at 5.5 furlongs, were a tough catch, just ran them off their feet for Dallas Stewart and paid $15 even. Any of those 2 races, those horses impress you?
Yeah, the second one certainly did. Pletcher's had unveiled 2 first-time starters yesterday that was supposed to be the goods. Neither one of them ran very well, and I think they both went off favorite, or certainly one of them went off real short that just didn't fire. Pletcher off to a bit of a slow start with his 2-year-olds. Usually he points them for this meet, but so far not so good. And he was forced to scratch Menet, or whatever the horse's name was yesterday, the full to fierceness.
Menti.
So his barn's off to a bit of a slow start, but it's still early. It's only been 4 days of racing, so don't give up on anyone yet.
No, not at all. That's for sure. And, of course, I'm kind of anxious to see where Menti shows up next. He pitched a very untimely fever. Let's put it that way. All right, so we got another great day of racing at Saratoga. A lot of great races. And again, the 2-year-olds, the 2-year-old fillies will be featured in another 5.5 furlong maiden race in the first race. And it seems that we don't have any other races for 2-year-olds on the day except for that first race there. We'll wait and see about that. And the quick call, of course, looks like it goes through Star of Mystery with Flavian Pratt.
Yeah, well, Charles Appleby scratched his horse on Friday, if you remember, against the Phillies and opted to run Hare against the boys. She is that good, Ralph, and you got some late scratches in there. You could take out the 4, Feltrinelli, the 9, Apollo 10, take out the 10 and 11 as well. So you have 4 late scratches in there, 4, 9, 10, and 11, and that leaves a field of, 7 left to go.
Yeah, and of course, those 2 bottom horses were main track onlys, and the Apollo 10, I gave that horse a shot at hitting the board with a long price to try to make something happen as far as exotics in that race, but I'll have to look for another one there. I guess Star of Mystery is almost a free bingo square in the late pick 4, late pick 5, and pick 6 today, huh?
Well, he's going to be odds on. If you're looking to beat him, Brad Coxhorse Fandom, I think, is the only horse that has any shot to beat him. And I don't even know if it's a good shot, but I think Star of Mystery obviously is going to be tough. But again, Saratoga, the graveyard of favorites. Don't forget that.
And they have to run the race, don't they?
Yes, they do.
All right. Well, we know we got a winner out of you from Gulfstream Park yesterday. Where are we going today?
We got to get off the schneid at Saratoga. It's only been 3 days, but today is the day, Ralph. 10th
right.
And final, mile and a 16th on the inner turf, and I like the number 10 horse in here. Billy's Got Issues. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Ray Handel barn, Dylan Davis aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. He has a race last year at Saratoga that's good enough to win this race. He's got enough early speed to get over going into that first turn. Number 10, Billy's Got Issues, wins today's 10th and final out at Saratoga.
Well, let's hope he has no issues, but being in the winner's circle and taking a winner's circle pitcher. In the 10th and final race, the 10, Billy's Got Issues, the 10 in the 10th, the last race on the last weekend of the first week of Saratoga, the 10 in the 10th race there. All right, what are we doing? Are you going back to Gulfstream, maybe?
That's my new favorite track, Ralph.
Oh, okay, let's go to Gulfstream. Let's do that.
Let's go to Gulfstream, look at the 8th race. And I like the number 9 horse in here, Autonomy. Miguel Vasquez aboard for trainer Jose D'Angelo. This horse is trying turf today for the first time, but she's bred top and bottom. She's run well on synthetic, so that gives me a good indication that I think this horse is going to run big today. 4-1 on the morning line. I like number 9, Autonomy, to win today's 8th race out at Gulfstream Park.
All right. 8th race, the 9 horse, based on the fact that horses who like synthetic usually like turf as well, correct?
Yes, and she is bred top and bottom to handle it. So.
Okay. 8th race, the 9 at Gulfstream Park is your play there. And, of course, you've got 2 sheets available for the rest of the races, both at Gulfstream and Saratoga, right?
At the website, JONHARDOON.com.
All right. Well, you take a couple of days off and relax and get ready for your soapbox on Wednesday, and we'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. Next up is Rich Eng, who gave us a horse, a nice, juicy 8-1. And then the horse pays $5 and change. We got to tell Richie not to bet that much money on his horses. Maybe that's it, huh? We'll be back right back with Rich Eng. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at T2T.org.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas's top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby. South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas. Time to go out to visit with Rich Eng. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
All right, now listen, Richie. You got to stop betting these big bankrolls on your horses, because sooner or later, if you put too much money on a horse against the rest of the money that's in there, you start betting against your own money. So, leave it at 8-1 for us, will you?
It's either that, Ralph, or some of the listeners are part of the CAW syndicates. Because the first flash, the horse Mary the Builder was 8-1 in the morning line. So I thought I finally find a nice long shot, juicy price to give out to the folks out there. First flash, 6-5. It's like, what the heck is going on here?
Yeah, it went up a little bit, paid 5 and change, but nevertheless, but won like a hot horse as well. So that was an easy type of a win there. Hey, Rich, they come up with the Haskell next Saturday. The grade one Haskell will be one of six stakes races on a big racing card next week in Monmouth Park. And you and I, of course, have done some time there. Can't wait to see that big day of racing next Saturday.
The Haskell day is a phenomenal day of racing. They layer it with seven, eight, nine stakes races underneath. The Haskell itself, quite frankly, over the years, Ralph, has been almost like the Bob Baffert Invitational.
Yeah.
He sends a horse every year to the Haskell, and he wins more often than not. I'm not exactly sure which horse he was sending, but I thought I had read that maybe parenting might have been the horse, but he'll be there in some way, shape, or form.
Well, Richie, we know right now, before Del Mar starts, you don't have a sheet for Southern California, so you have what you call a simulcast sheet, and you comb the entire country at all the racetracks to come up with your simulcast sheet. Today, you have selections at Monmouth, Laurel, Gulfstream, Saratoga, Woodbine, of course, is scratched because they're not running today. They canceled. Hawthorne, Prairie Meadows, and Emerald Downs as well. So you've been doing a lot of work. And, of course, you landed for a pick on the show yesterday at Gulfstream. So what are we doing today?
Let's go to Gulfstream Park, Ralph, where Jonathan was also for a pick. Race number 5 is on the Tapeta, mile and 70 yards. Let's try the number 1 horse, Captain Anthony, 9-2 in the morning line. Miguel Vasquez riding for Daniel Hertek. Couple angles in play, Ralph. Hertek claimed this horse, who he used to train, and lost for $25,000. He claimed the horse back for $8,000.
Ah.
And he also puts blinkers on. So, I think there's a couple of good angles in play. Horse should get a nice ground-saving trip. Let's go with the one, Captain Anthony, 9-2, race 5, Gulfstream.
Well, we know he knows the horse, that's for sure. So in the fifth race, number one, Captain Anthony, back to Gulfstream for another winner today for Richie. In the fifth race, the one horse, Captain Anthony. Don't forget to get a simulcast place right now at the RaceDayLasVegas.com website. Okay, Rich, we'll give you a couple of days off, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Hey, thanks, Ralph. Good luck, everybody.
You got it, my man. We close up with John and Jerry, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside. Or maybe you're in the mood for seafood. Big Sur Oyster Bar has fresh seafood prepared right before your eyes. Savor freshly shucked oysters, crab legs jambalaya, shrimp and lobster. Beers on tap and a selection of fine wines are perfect to pair with your seafood favorite. Whether lunch or dinner, you'll love this fun atmosphere located just off the casino floor. Ready to shake things up? Step back in time and treat yourself to one of the oldest restaurant chains in the country. Steak and Shake, famous for original mouth-watering steak burgers and hand-dipped milkshakes in a variety of flavors. For some old-fashioned fun, try Steak and Shake.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, we're back on race day to wrap up this Sunday show. Take a couple of days off, and then next week, oh boy, we start on Wednesday, and we wind up the weekend when we bring in Del Mar on Saturday, and of course, Saratoga continues. One little note here, for the folks listening to us on the radio station, we understand that there was a double feed going on. We do not do golf. It was a golf show or something behind us, but they corrected that and cleared that up, so we apologize for that. All right, let's go to John Lendo standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Well, that was a nice win yesterday at Saratoga. You know, to find winners on the grass course at Saratoga is a little bit more challenging than the normal bear.
Well, you got full fields. Everybody's raring to go, and they've been off the turf. And so, yeah, they're backed up there, but it makes for good racing, and hopefully you can find some value.
Yeah, no kidding. That's for sure. No big, Richter scale bombers yesterday, but a lot of decent prices that made well for the pick six to pay $227,000+, and the highest priced winner in the pick six sequence was $21.60. Although you had three middle priced horses in there, and those middle priced horses are always dangerous on those race over race plays like the pick four, pick five, and pick six, right?
Right, the power of the middle prices. As long as you're beating favorites, the payoff in those rolling bets goes way up. So you don't need an 80-1 shot or anything else to get a nice payoff. Huge payoffs in the pick sixes so far there at Saratoga.
Got to tell you, I think Flavian Pratt is teaching these guys a few tricks out there, isn't he?
Well, we mentioned he's coming into this meet in really good form. He's riding well, and when you hand a guy like that an easy lead and nobody goes after him, and Diana, the game was over going into the first turn.
I asked Jonathan Ardoon this question. I'll ask you, from my generation, we just thought that the jockeys were much more talented in judging pace and had like a clock in their head. And do you think these jockeys these days possess that same talent?
Well, I think you guys hit a good point in that with so many trainers having multiple horses in there, they're not going to hook each other up. And back in, you know, previous years in Southern California, you had, if Pat Valenzuela wasn't on the speed horse, he was going to make the speed horse run. Gary Stevens would do the same thing. And there were guys back in on the East Coast, too, that would do the same thing. They wouldn't hand you a race. You'd have to go win it.
John, I know that you've been kind of doing just one track here in the last couple of days, of course, this week. And you, for the most part, next week you will. But then you're going to be back to Del Mar, where the turf meets the surf. And, of course, that opening day is Saturday. So what's the schedule like next week for the Lindell Report?
We will do Saratoga Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday for sure. Possibly Saturday. I've got to see how the time, you know, my timeline this week. Obviously, Del Mar Saturday, Sunday. Talked to David Jerkins, the racing secretary at Del Mar, and he's expecting full fields for both the San Clemente and the Oceanside opening day.
Oh, fantastic. Full fields both at Del Mar and Saratoga. Katie, bar the door. All right, time to get parlay a winner, your winner yesterday in the fifth race at $6.70, to another winner today.
Let's go to race three at Saratoga. In the third race, the three-year-old, number seven, Final Denial, has gotten better with each start. Tried turf for the first time last time. Came rolling, got beat a half length in the same condition he's in today. I don't think he's done improving. He catches a field with some suspect speed. He makes a last run, 3-1 on the morning line. Number seven, Final Denial, race number three, Saratoga.
All right, and another turf pick for John Lindo. It comes early in the day. Saratoga's third race, the seven, Final Denial, the seven in the third. Don't forget, John Lindo's Lindo Report. For all the races today at Saratoga, suggested late pick four, some other key suggestions and all the goody information all in one comprehensive sheet. The Lindo Report can be only gotten here in Las Vegas in one place. That's right here at the South Point Racebook. It's free of charge exclusively here, only here at the South Point, because they love horse players here, and certainly John Lindo's sheet as well. Hey, thanks a lot, John. We will talk to you on Wednesday.
All right, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right. You got it, my man. We wrap it up with Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph.
Hey, Jerry, you know that first pick you gave us yesterday with, I think your dog was trying to tell you not to give it to us.
Maybe. He's very contrary, that Bobka. He's all over the place.
Yeah. Anyhow, Saratoga is, for the most part, pretty fair racing all over the place. A little bit more challenging, I think, but pretty fair, huh?
Well, I think what you have is a little bit of a closer's bias. You see that certainly on the turf. I'm talking about strictly on the turf.
Uh-huh. And,
you see how nice our V horses ran and closed. We had two of interest yesterday. Title Force in the ninth went off at
38 to 1. Yeah. I know. I bet him. And let me tell you something. He was beaten by a horse that got the trip in the race, because the winner that won the race found room between horses. And right. Javier Castellano had to go like eight wide in the stretch with that horse and was closing. If Javier gets the trip's reverse, you would have had a nice $80 winner.
Right. And then we had a 47-1 in the last race. You probably bet that one too. Feathers Road.
Yeah.
Ran second. I think he was more of a winner than the other one, but.
Well,
he paid $42.80 to place.
But here's the deal, you know, Jerry, when you get those prices, you just want them to be live horses. And they were yesterday. That's for sure. Those V horses were. And, you know, we're going to catch a break every once in a while and get the right. V horse home with a good trip. That's for sure.
Right. And they're easy to bet. You bet one unit win, two units place, and you just cash. It's great.
Yes, I do want to mention.
One other good thing we had, by the way, was John's Rebel Red was also a star horse on the power page. So anybody who had both services was able to probably put that together and take the 2-1, 5-2 price of 6-7.
Well, yeah, but not only that, was Luminaire was a star horse, tough catch. That $15 winner in the 2-year-old race was a star horse, so. I would suggest, folks, that you get Jerry J's power page. Look for the stars, look for the V's, and they're going to shake out more than the normal bear. That's for sure. All right, time to get started. What are we doing today?
All right, We're going to start in the eighth race today, Ralph. This is a 5-2 shot that I like. Magia Nera going a mile. That's the 5 in the eighth race, and the reason I like the play is because I'm tossing the favorite, who's 6-5. So. There's a lot of value if this play comes to pass. I'm just playing the 5 over the 2, 7, and 10. Small reverses, 2-7 and 10 over the 5. I'm definitely going to have some win money, just straight win money on the 5 horse in the 8th race, Magia right. Nera, as long as I'm getting 2-1 or better.
All right. For those of you watching on YouTube, Jerry was a little lax this morning, did not send our production crew the picks so they can see him on the air. So, again, let me repeat it for you, folks. In the 8th race, the 5 is the key play. Numbers 2, 7, and 10 are the link-ups and the reverse. You got one more for me?
I do. And we're going to go to the final race for Billy's Got Issues. And anybody who's from New York who's my age knows that Billy has a lot of issues. We're talking about Billy Martin, of course.
And I'm sure they will,
I don't
too.
Know if they're talking about him. But I love Billy's Got Issues in the last race. Let me just click over here and see what I love about him. There he goes. Oh, yeah, this horse just came off. This is a perfect example of a trainer taking advantage of his own idea. His idea was to stop racing him regularly and give him about 60 days to 90 days off. And the horse ran great at Monmouth, and they're doing the same thing again here. I'll take the 10 over the 158.
All right. So for those of you, again, that don't see it on TV, the 10th race, number 10, the 10 and the 10th race, the link-ups are 1, 5, and 8. For the 10th race at Saratoga. And again, get Jerry J's power page right there to get the rest of the stuff. You got a lot of pop-out keys and stars today on the sheet as well. So go at it for Jerry, that's for sure. Well, Jerry.
Yeah, really.
I'm happy that you fed your dog, so he's okay now. And we will wrap up this Sunday show by reminding everybody out there that it'll be another busy week next week with Del Mar starting on Saturday, the big Haskell day of racing on Saturday at Monmouth, and of course Saratoga that kicks in again next week. And our handicappers will be back with us to square it all away. And we will talk to Jerry, of course, on Wednesday as well. So in the meantime, we got one more thing to say on this Sunday for you. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.